106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So Kevin has been living in his mother's house, and his mom is renovating a big part of it. So he had to relocate to his brother's house, and it's killing him. Tell us why.
So my brother and his wife have a cat, a black cat, named Garnet.
What is it?
Named Garnet.
Okay, for a second, I was like, you don't even know the cat's name.
I honestly, it slipped my mind just now. But this cat is evil. Let me tell you how evil she is. She knows that I'm allergic to her, and she follows me. She loves seeing me, and she has this big, you know how the marbles have cat eyes? Her eyes are like that, and she looks straight at me. And the other day, she laid on my blanket, and she just stared at me.
Okay.
Like, she's out to get me.
Oh, okay.
You're also a new person in her house.
Yes.
So I don't think that you're describing cat behavior.
Right, and cats are evil.
They're not
That's
evil.
Why I'm a dog person.
No,
they cats. Always, that's mean. Don't say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, cats looking like they always plotting.
Well, that's not true.
I mean, especially black cats. But I will say this. You already have opinions about cats because you're so allergic.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a reason that you keep letting this cat around you. Because yeah. We have said many times, just kick the cat out of the room.
Can't.
You have to explain why.
She's on her last leg of her race.
That's not an expression. So
yes,
you're gonna,
it is.
Yeah, the final leg of the race.
She is going into an internal slumber, like Sleepy Beauty.
She's dying.
Oh, I don't want to say that.
What's wrong with her? She has cancer?
I think she has cancer. Yeah, I know. Very depressing.
That is. That's sad.
That's why she can do whatever she wants. She can claw at me. She can rub against me.
I do like that even though you hate the cat, you're still extending like a very nice final rites to her.
Well, yeah, I'm not a monster. I came in her hood.
Mm-hmm, that's okay. True.
That is true. Mm-hmm. You can't breathe is the only thing.
I can't. It's closing my throat, but I'm taking allergy medicine. It's letting me breathe a little bit.
Okay.
But good thing she hasn't touched me yet. She only like rubs against my leg. But I think that's cat for saying hey.
It is.
Oh, yeah, see? And then they curl their tail around you.
Also, hey.
Okay, yay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's so cute.
Now, does it worry you, though, that some cats can sense if somebody is on the way out?
Oh.
And maybe that's why she's looking at you. If you Google it, there are, like, retirement communities that have, like, a resident cat that, like, the resident cat will, if they spend time with a resident... That resident sometimes dies.
Gavin!
I've read that story at more than one retirement community.
Are you saying I'm near death?
I'm not saying that it's all superstitious. I'm saying it's a little stitious.
It's a little stitious.
And if she has taken a liking to you, and she's already got one paw out the door, then maybe...
She's taking me with her.
Something's wrong with you.
She's taking you with her?
What if she wants to take... She's going to take me with her.
Because we're already worried about you.
Yeah, that's true.
There are times where you say, guys, I can't feel my foot. And then you stomp around the room like a horse trying to determine who's going to win president. You know, so we worry about you. We worry about how much sugar intake you have in your day. So.
Oh, God. I hope that she's not trying to tell you something.
Are you Googling like that? Did you find?
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't bring my sleep apnea machine.
Oh my God, Kevin.
And it's hard to breathe.
So what?
That alone is very concerning.
This is why we worry. If you would have gone and gotten your sleep apnea machine, it's not too far. That probably would have helped you sleep at night, even if the cat was in your room.
It's so loud, though. I don't want to wake up my nephew.
They're not loud. Are you sleeping in the same room as your nephew?
No, I have my own room.
It's definitely not going to wake up your nephew.
It would wake me up, so...
The sleep apnea machine.
Yeah, I'm awake.
It's a very pleasant white noise.
No, I hate white noise. I don't get people that put white noise in the background. It's like, turn it off,
the only
please.
Way I can sleep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know what else to tell you then.
Other than this cat is trying to tell you something. You think the cat is on its way out?
Right.
Turns out
it's you.
I still have a couple years in my system. I got a pep in my step.
Not according to Dr. Garnet.
Garnet is not certified. She gets paid by treats, okay?
Okay. Wow, how sexist. Just because she's a lady doctor, you can't pay her with money?
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, Kevin, we wish you all the luck in the world. It sounds like the cat's trying to tell you, I think you need a sleep apnea machine.